This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A mixed trade again today. We've got corn and soybeans lower, the wheat trying to perk up a bit. Yesterday, it was the wheat dragging on the corn, but the soybeans higher. We should start with soybeans. They're down double digits here, 13 or 14 as we open up, under some pressure and giving up the support that was found at one point yesterday with the rebound for crude oil. Now, crude oil just a bit lower here. It's been on quite the slide, back below $70 a barrel. Some reduction of risk premium related to all that's going on in the Middle East. And while that can flare up again, right now the attention is more bearish, and that leans on the soybean oil. You've got other things going on with palm oil, with canola, all of the oil markets really driving the soy complex here, and today it's lower so far.
And one of those things you alluded to is a dispute, isn't it, that's taking place in Canada?
Yep, a lot more talk about tariffs in China again all of a sudden, and that fits in with the upcoming election as well. But in this instance, it's Canada. And that says something, right, about China and about the grievances that trading partners, not just the U.S., but elsewhere around the world. You've got Canada recently applying some tariffs on these goods that were being quote unquote dumped into the Canadian market or into the rest of the world, and that was notably electric vehicles for one. Canada placing a tariff on those and some other goods, and then China retaliating by saying, hey, we're going to probe imports from Canada on canola, and that really tanked the market.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 2 even at 405 and a quarter. November soybeans down 14 and a half at 10.03 and a half. October soybean meal down 560 at 315.10. October soybean oil down 14 cents at 40.93. On the Merck, October live cattle up 45 cents at 177.37. September feeder cattle up $1.60 at 239.32. October lean hogs up 57 cents at 79.37. Class 3 milk up 6 cents at 23.03. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.